Hi, Henry and Steve back. And actually, the Book of Philemon is a kingdom minister book, big time. And it addresses one of the most common problems in the kingdom and church minister relations.
Right.
It's like a church order for how ministers can get along.
Well, we talked about the dualism, which is sort of where the kingdom part and then the church part gets
separated.
They're
each different rings or corners.
Right, but now we have to, what are the rules of engagement?
Yes.
How does this optimally go together? Because we think they go really well together.
And there's actually a book of the Bible that is specifically talking about this.
Right.
So do you want to read the entire book and see how it goes?
Because it's only one chapter.
The whole book is one chapter. Okay.
So, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and to Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker. Already, Paul was the Apostle Paul. Philemon was a businessman who owned slaves and land, or who I don't know what he owned, but
Paul's life, he is now fully working for the gospel and being supported by a lot of people.
Right.
So he's now, in a sense, a full-time vocational minister.
Right.
And he's got a huge church, the early church,
that
he is overseeing here.
Right.
And Philemon's a kingdom minister.
But Paul calls him a fellow
worker.
Not some person over there. You know, you're a lay guy over there, Philemon, and I'm the, we're both fellow workers.
Okay. Also to Aphia, our sister, that's his wife, Archippus. Possibly they think that's his son, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. So he has a church circle of relationship that meets in his home. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share.
Now that,
for the sake of
that verse, other translations, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so you have a full understanding of everything that we have.
Right.
In other words, we don't really know the gospel until we share it.
Right.
And so, so we're all in this together.
Yes. And so in Philemon's circles of relationships, he is a responsible kingdom minister. We're using our terms. Pastor. That's his role.
Right.
To be active in sharing his faith.
Right. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed
the hearts
of the Lord's people.
So you really see that the Apostle Paul sees him in ministry. He's actually doing ministry. He is a minister.
Yes. And notice how he's treating Philemon like a colleague.
Yes.
Like, we are in this together. I'm not like some person above you coming down to you. I'm treating you, as I would want to be treated. All right. Verse 8.
Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold in order you to do what you ought to do.
All right, so what are we even talking about here?
Okay.
Paul is in prison in Rome, and this letter is coming from Paul via Onesimus, who was the runaway slave. Many people think it was, I forget who maybe brought the letter. One of Paul's good friends.
Timothy. No. You've got Timothy. You've got...
it's right there. I can't...
We'll move on.
Okay.
We already know.
They're coming, so this letter of Paul is coming because Paul kind of wants to keep Onesimus, who's now serving Paul in prison. We don't know how he got to Rome.
Right.
But Philemon, this is his property. And so Paul is like...
And Paul is honoring, by the way, the conventions of his local society.
Yes.
the Apostle Paul is clearly not for slavery. Right. We see how he says in Christ there's no slave or free.
Right.
A lot of people try to make a big point out
of it. Well, you'll see later on in this letter where Paul is really
advocating for his freedom.
Yes. Okay. So, therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do. So I'm the Apostle Paul, and this is what I would like, and I could order it.
Right.
Yet, I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. Okay, so I'm not going to use my position. I'm going to honor your position. I'm going to treat you like, you know, we're in this together, and I'm not just dictating how things go. We have to figure this out together.
I remember when Rich DeVos mentored us way back, and we both got into Amway, and the person up front brought this term called cross-lining.
Yeah.
And then I remember we were flying with Rich over to an Orlando Magic game, and we're talking about the business, which he always points, you guys are ministers, don't worry about being the Amway distributor. So he's always about ministry.
Right.
But I remember asking the question about that, and he said, you know, the in the business, the sponsors love one another, and out of love, that's what we try to model, that they don't mess with each other's groups.
Yeah, it's sort of like you have children, I have children, but you don't come to my house and start teaching my kids how they ought to behave.
Right.
Now, if I wanted you to have something to say to them, I would prepare that, and you would be there saying something because I gave you the stage, not because you came in and took it.
Because out of love, we would respect each other's households that way.
Right.
And in Amway, which we saw, that they respected each other's businesses that way.
Right.
And even though they had these big conventions, I remember when we were at seminary, this also came up in the church order class, the first article of church order is one elder does not lord it over another elder.
Right.
And I always, like, I remember thinking when I was in seminary, like, why would that be the first thing they would say? Is because what they're saying is we don't dominate each other.
No. Well, we're and all it, in it, this together. It will get so messy because, I mean, even in your business, let's say you're the owner of the business and then you have a foreman that's in charge of different people. And then something happens on the floor, and then you skip the foreman, and you start telling what the guy on the floor should do, you've now dishonored your foreman, right? And instead, you honor people's positions by coming to the foreman and saying, hey, you know, I saw this thing, and I trust you. I figure you know what to do about this situation, rather than me jumping over you, discrediting you, like, I'm the one that makes things happen, not you. And then you de-edify your foreman in the eyes of all the leaders by all of a sudden. So it's a problem, really, in terms of leadership.
Right.
This whole cross-lining thing. And it certainly becomes a problem when we're elevating, in some ways, we're trying to get you to start thinking of yourself as a pastor. But then what about the church pastor?
Right.
And so you go to a church, there's the church pastor, but you have this business that you're the pastor. How do these two things
Well, and it becomes an important issue because the fact is you wouldn't want the local church pastor to all of a sudden come to your business and without your permission start, like, you know, exerting influence in some of your employees. On the other hand, when you are a kingdom pastor and minister, if you go to his or her church, you're going to be very sensitive that this is their field that they're working at.
Right.
So this concept of respect and out of love is extremely important. And this whole concept is central in a book of the Bible.
Right. So, verse 12. I'm sending him who is my very heart back to you. So he's sending this slave, Onesimus, back. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. So now he's sort of, you know, tipping his hand as to what he would really like.
Right.
But I did not want to do anything without
your consent. Exactly.
So that any favor you would would not seem forced, yes, but would be voluntary.
Right.
So again, that respect. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you, so maybe he escaped and maybe he ran away, we don't know. Perhaps the reason that the slave Onesimus was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, a dear brother.
He's dear to me, but even dearer to you.
Right. So here's where Paul is sort of subtly moving. You know, and this is what a leader does. You respect the boundaries.
Right.
But you also try to lead.
You're transparent about what you want.
Right.
You know, and I know that for sometimes people have a hard time being transparent, even with other leaders. And here's an example where, okay, so a scenario. So you're a kingdom minister going to a local church. You have a church minister whose whole life is the church. Right. Now, you are, when you're at his or her church, you are very much engaged, and maybe you're even, you know, a kingdom minister in a program. Let's say you are a woman who leads a business, but you are in a woman's ministry. Okay, so there's an example, right, of this. Now, because you're a businesswoman and own a business, the ladies there will highly respect you for various reasons, because you, in fact, are a leader, and that's leader shown in that you have a whole company that you're dealing with, mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. So now here comes the woman's pastor.
Yeah.
So now, in order, from the model of Philemon and the Apostle Paul here, this is a great opportunity to be very respectful, mm-hmm, and to, you know, and if you see another woman who needs ministry, to go over to the woman's minister and, you know, talk about that and say, hey, I know that Liz, mm-hmm, she, you know, has asked me something, but I don't want to do anything, right, until I talk to you.
Right. So that, when you're entering the other's arena, it's always with respect.
Yes.
So if I were to visit, you know, I have a business guy in my church. When I go to his company and he's introducing me around, I don't come in and usurp his pastoring.
Right.
I don't come in and say, well, I'm the pastor, you're just a business leader.
Right.
This is my mission field, so here I go.
Right.
No, I recognize you as the minister here, and I'm now the colleague coming along.
Yes. Fellow worker.
Fellow worker.
Yes.
And the same thing, vice versa. So when I come to, I remember the one place I went, the business owner introduced me to everyone as, this is my pastor.
Right.
And another guy didn't do that.
Right.
He didn't introduce me as his pastor. He didn't want to give up like a leadership role in his little, yeah, world. And so I didn't do anything. Again, so I'm realizing where the boundaries and the tensions are and what I need to work on. And I could see that for him, there's a little threat going on.
Yeah, and sometimes too, church ministers, again, our whole life was in church ministry. And the kingdom ministers, sometimes there's a rivalry that doesn't need to be there, because, right, A, the dualism we talked about last session doesn't need to be there. But the rivalry, when we build each other up, all, yes, what really happens is we multiply more ministry.
Right. So it's really recognizing what each one can bring to the table. So, you know, if you're a business person, you bring your pastor to your business and introduce them. Your pastor can help you in the pastoring of your business group.
Right, right.
So you don't have to see him as a threat, and vice versa. When you, a person of great influence, attends this guy's church, he doesn't have to be threatened by your leadership. Your leadership can help expand the church.
You know, this even applies at every non-church circle of relationship partnership. Let me explain what I mean by that. So, and I've seen that where it's been very effective. I remember you had this gal named Colette who did this.
Yeah.
But we all remember people in our lives. Gary was a guy that, and I can think of like lots more. We were church planting, yeah, we would have these like ordinary people who had lots of circles of relationships, and they were really Philemons. Well, not wealthy Philemons,
right.
But they were wealthy in relationships.
Yes, and Miss Colette was really good at forming a partnership with me.
Oh,
she'd go, are you going to be running tonight? Because I have neighbors coming over, and if you just stop in around 7:30, I'll introduce them.
Bam.
I know, and I would say that too. And I
remember looking back, as a church planter, if we were doing a church planter seminar, I would be saying, okay, so you have to find your kingdom ministers to help you.
Yeah,
because some they're very busy, but you can be the glue that gives them. A stage so they can go out into their circles of relationship and then honor them. But what I found fun was, people like Rich DeVos and Marty, who they opened up to me, a church minister, their circles of influence.
Right.
So it truly was.
It goes both ways.
And that's really what we're going to read next.
Right. All right, so if you consider me
a partner, yes, we're talking about that.
Welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. Mm-hmm. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back. Not to mention that you owe me your very self.
Right, you probably brought him to the Lord.
Yeah. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I ask.
You know, it's pretty self-explanatory, but I remember one encounter with Rich DeVos I have to tell you about. So I remember being in awe. Here I am, we're this powerful kingdom minister. Yeah. And then I said something that... I thought, really, he's opened up his relationship with me. And then I mentioned something that was very pastoral to him. And I was a little bit like, but I did. And he saw that I felt a little uncomfortable. And he looked at me and says, hey, don't feel uncomfortable. I need a pastor too.
Right.
I need ministry.
Right.
Okay. Don't be wowed by... the fact that I own the Magic or I'm a co-founder of Amway or have a large peep group. You know what? In fact, this brings up something that we have experienced. Kingdom ministers need that partnership.
Right. Yeah. They end up burning out. They end up feeling... It ends up having a divorce between the kingdom pastorate and the church pastorate when it doesn't have to be there.
Right. When there's so much mutual blessing.
Yes.
And in fact, I often remember Marty, Marty Olsen. We would go, Marty, you and I, we'd go somewhere. And the whole time, he'd be talking about the Lord. He'd be talking about his children. He'd be talking about serving the Lord and his own struggles and what's our opinion. And then we'd be talking about our struggles. And after these meetings, similar to Rich DeVos, we'd be on cloud nine because we cross-pollinated each other in a partnership.
Yeah, in a mutual benefit.
That's actually been absolutely essential for the planting of Christian leaders and everything that we are experiencing together. If those two men had mentors, who knows where we'd be today?
Well, and we worked for the Bible League for a while, and we got to go all over the world and see what the church is doing all over the world. And so often in these little places in the middle of nowhere, there was often a tension between the wealthiest business guy in the church and the pastor.
Yeah.
And they were like vying for influence or power or whatever it might be, when really it's...
We're all in this together.
Yeah, we're in this together, and both need each other.
And as we respect each other and talk with each other and elevate each other on a stage. There's one thing like a... businessman needs. A businessman does need to see the holy, the beautiful, the glorifying God in the ruts, a business.
Right.
And yet a kingdom minister needs to refresh the church minister.
Right. Right. Or they burn out.
Or they burn out.
And yeah, the two go together.
So anyway, next time we're going to talk about another one of these hot topics about kingdom ministers.